Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of us when we get older? How do we make sense out of mom or dad or dementia or diabetes or frailty or falling or the 10,000 things that impact us? How do we deal with the abuse of one family member over an older family member? How do we deal with one child taking money from grandma when they're not supposed to? How do we make sense out of all? Can we do that? I don't know. Do you? Well, together, we're going to try to find out how do we make sense out of the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 20 years on KFBK, California's longest-running, single best authoritative source on the issues of aging, author of the book Navigating Frailty. If you don't have my book, if you listen, I will tell you how to get it, or you can email me and I will tell you how to get it. I'll give all that information out in a little bit. Don't forget, I have a workshop coming up. My workshop is on November the 3rd. That's not much time between now and November the 3rd. And we're also doing a workshop on November the 17th. With the holidays coming up, we're not going to be doing as many workshops. There's only three left in the year. I mean, and when I say three, I mean three. So we have workshops coming up on the 3rd and workshops coming up on the 17th of November. They're limited to 12 people. Two workshops, one at 10:30 in the morning, one at 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, the 3rd of November, and Saturday, the 17th of November. And you will want to be there. How do you make a reservation? I'll tell you that in a minute. And there's no walk-ins. It's by reservation only. And seating is limited to 12 people in each session. Today's subject is going to be how to get care at wholesale rather than retail. How do we get care at wholesale cost rather than retail? My newsletter this week talked about it a little bit. I'm going to be talking about that a lot at the workshops, along with other things. Today, I just got like 20 pages, 10 pages. I haven't even new changes on top of the other changes I've been talking about. New technical changes to the new VA regs. And I have not had a chance to absorb those. I just got them today. Anyhow, lots of stuff to talk about today. Let me get a few things out of the way. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows how to do this kind of stuff. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything, but I have one, so I have to tell you. Because this show might secretly be trying to sell you insurance. There's lots of shows all over the place, folks, on TV and radio and on the internet and everywhere. They're disguised selling insurance in 12,000. Nope, that's not what this show is about, but I have an insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license. Nobody's even heard of that before. A legal document assistant license allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I've had one for 14 years. I just renewed it this year for another two. God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll get to at least one more renewal time. I can do that kind of stuff. What else? I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here, everything, is my opinion only and should never, ever, ever be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. My advice is often quite good and almost always better than anybody else you'll ever listen to, but it's still just my opinion only. You can't believe how many people there are out there, folks, trying to do what I do, and a lot, most of them doing it poorly. People charging unconscionable amounts of money. People that are completely product-driven. You don't know it until you're into it. People trying, it's amazing. That's why I think I've been doing this so long, is my message hasn't changed. My MO hasn't changed. I sit and talk. And people can listen to what I say, or they can go listen to Job's advisors. You know, there's a story in the Old Testament, I've used this a lot, this example, a story in the Old Testament about Job. In fact, there's a whole book called Job. And if you remember, Job had all kinds of bad things happen to him, all kinds of bad things. The only thing he didn't have is somebody go to a nursing home. But other than that, all kinds of bad things happened to him. And every time these bad things would happen to him, he had three advisors, and they would always come and tell him the same thing. Curse God, and it'll all get better. Yeah, and they had this advice. And when you get to the end of the book of Job, you find out something about Job's advisors, and that was they were 100% wrong all the time. This subject is the same. Be careful of Job's advisors. There's a lot of them around. They're everywhere. You can just say tomorrow you're doing long-term care planning. It happens every day. There's a new company that pops up. There's a new insurance agency. There's a new whatever that says, oh, we can do this. Nobody has been doing this longer than I have in Sacramento or as many cases. Successfully. No one has been talking about long-term care issues on this radio station longer than me, or on any radio station longer than me. So there's a lot of Job's advisors, there's a lot of people with, you know, websites and radio programs and podcasts and Facebook pages and all kinds of stuff. Beware Job's advisors. That's all I can tell you. How do you get a hold of me? There's a couple ways. Write this down, and then I want to get to our subject matter of the day, which I think is pretty good. It's going to be about money and how to save it and how to not spend it and how to keep it for your family. You can get a hold of me a couple ways. One is just call me. My number is 800. Yes, even if you're in Sacramento, you call the 800 number. 800-999-8007. 800-999, or airplane people will understand this, 999-999-9999, 800-999-8007. And I'll get your message. I probably won't answer the phone because I'm away from the phone a lot, but I'll call you back. I'm very good about returning messages, and I'll see if I can help you or your family. The other way is to go to my website. That's a great way. By the way, you can make reservations for my workshop by calling me too at 800-999-8007 against upcoming workshops on the 3rd and 17th of November, limited to 12 per session. They're both Saturdays. There's a session at 10:30 and 12:30. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can scroll down and you can sign up for a workshop and you can do all kinds of things. You can get all the help you'd ever need. You can scroll down, you can sign up for my newsletter, which is free. At the end of the year, we're going to change that a little bit, but right now my newsletter is free. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can listen to my archived radio shows. You can listen to my podcast there live every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon. It's live. And you can listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon. Or you can go to my website and you can do what? You can look at the archived podcasts and listen to them. Isn't that the miracle of technology? And you can do all of that on my website. You can sign up for a workshop. I'll send you tickets. You can email me. My email address is on there. You can ask me a question. You can get all the help and information that you'd want from California's single best source on the issues of aging. Now, let's get to the subject. Sometimes I wish this was a live show. I did it live for years and years and years, and this is one of the days I wish it was live because I'd love to take phone calls. By the way, you can always email me with a question or call me with a question, and I'll try to answer it. You can order my book by going online and sending me an email, and I'll give you the instructions for getting my book, Navigating Frailty. It's only $20. Or you can call me and I'll tell you how to get my book. It's only $20. First of the year, we got some big, neat changes coming. I'm so excited. We're going to have videos online. We're going to have, no, anyhow. So wholesale versus retail. Everybody wants to get what? The wholesale price. If you're buying a wedding ring, you want to get the whole. I got a friend in the business. He can get it for you at wholesale. You want to get your car at wholesale. I got a friend. It's a dealer. You can get it at the dealer price. It's wholesale. Whatever it is, everybody wants to get whatever they're getting at the cheapest price possible. And for most of us, the cheapest price possible would be wholesale. We'd always like to get something for wholesale. Well, what if I told you it was possible, it is possible, to get long-term care at wholesale, not retail? Well, Bob, I'd be interested in that. Well, then listen up, because I'm going to tell you how that's possible. Let's start with home care. Let's say you need help at home and you're going to be having to pay a caregiver and you're going to have to pay a caregiver whatever you're going to have to pay them. And that's the retail price. So you're going to have to pay them whatever it is you're going to have to pay them. Well, what if you could help get some extra money so that you could reduce your out-of-pocket cost and effectively be getting the care at wholesale rather than at retail because somebody might help you pay for that? Well, there's two things that help pay for home care: Medi-Cal and the Veterans Administration. The VA benefit is called aid in attendance. It's a benefit available to veterans and the surviving spouse of veterans to help pay for, among other things, home care. So if you could pick up another $2,000 a month, if you're a veteran, or give or take a nickel, another $2,000 a month to get somebody into the house, you effectively would be getting your care at wholesale because the VA would be helping you to pay for it. So you wouldn't be paying 100% of the cost out of your own pocket. You'd be paying less. What if you could get Medi-Cal to help pay for it? Medi-Cal helps pay for up to, depending on your income and assets, up to 200, last time I checked, it was 283 hours a month of care to put a caregiver in your home to help take care of you. So instead of you having to pay the caregiver, Medi-Cal might help pay for the some or all of the caregiver's costs. That's like getting care at wholesale. Did you know you could do that? Did you know that there is a Medi-Cal program called PACE, which is adult daycare? Maybe it's not at home, but it's pretty close. Adult daycare for people with Alzheimer's, where they will actually come and pick up the person, take them to adult daycare, and bring them home so that the caregiver can get some rest and doesn't have to be paying in the home for care, because this person is getting adult daycare. It's called PACE, Program for the All-Inclusive Care of the Elderly. It's real. It's really real. It's there. It's available. You have to qualify for it, but what if you could qualify for it? What if you knew how? Do you know how? That would allow you to get home care at effectively wholesale rather than the retail cost. Let's step up a level. What if you needed assisted living? And in assisted living, I'm gonna include a board and care. Okay. What if you could get home care? I mean, help and get assisted living or a board and care for wholesale. Well, did you know you can? The first thing you need to know is you can go out and haggle. Yeah, just because a care home says here's the price, that may not be the price. You may be able to haggle, because maybe they have extra empty beds and they'd like to get somebody in and fill up the bed and increase their revenue. Do you know how to do that? Do you know when you should do that? That would be like getting assisted living or a board and care at wholesale. Why would anybody pay the retail price if you could get it for the wholesale price? Do you know how to get these things for wholesale? It's one of the things I'll be talking about at the workshops. So, what if you could get the VA to help pay the cost for assisted living or a board and care for either the veteran or the spouse of the veteran? That would be money that's not coming directly out of your pocket. That would be like getting care at wholesale. Are you grasping my concept yet? How many of you have done the planning necessary? Almost none of you, I can guarantee it, because I've been doing this for a long time. Have done the planning necessary so that when that day comes, you can get care at wholesale, not at retail. Have you done that? Are you working on that? I don't know. Did you know that Medi-Cal, under certain circumstances, will help pay for assisted living? You didn't know that, did you? It's called the waiver program. It's hard to get, not for everybody, but it's there. And in that case, you might be able to get assisted living at almost no cost. That's really wholesale. But you have to know how to do it. Lots of people are going to tell you it can't be done. Yes, it can be done. There is help available for home care. There is help available for assisted living. There is help available for adult daycare. The real value in adult daycare, folks, is that means you don't have to be paying somebody to be at home to take care of dad for the 8 hours or 6 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is that he's in adult daycare being paid for by Medi-Cal. Did you know that now the same spousal impoverishment rules apply to all of those programs that apply to long-term care Medi-Cal? Without getting into the weeds too much, it means husbands and wives can keep a lot more money and qualify for those programs so that you can get care at wholesale. Now let's talk about the last one, nursing homes. Do you know how to get a nursing home at wholesale? No, I don't know. I never heard of such a thing. You can. Even if you have to private pay, did you know you can get a discounted price by paying the Medi-Cal rate, not the private pay rate? Did you know that? I'll bet you didn't know that. Even if your income would create a big share, you get a different rate than everybody else does. What if you could get Medi-Cal to pay some or all of the nursing home bill? Would that be like getting it at wholesale? And you could still keep what you worked a lifetime for? Would that be a good thing or a bad thing? Well, Bob, how do I do that? That's the question. That's what the workshops are about. That's what people come to my office for, is to find out how can you do that and how can we make sure that at the end of life I can get care, if possible, I can get care at wholesale, not at retail, and help preserve what I've worked a lifetime for. It not only is possible, it's done every day. I've been doing it every day for 25 years. I just got someone a nursing home, and their cost is $525 a month for a very good nursing home. Wouldn't it make more sense to plan, to have the things in place that need to be in place so that when the day comes, you can get care at wholesale, not at retail? You'll understand what your options are. You'll understand how you navigate a system that's designed to not be navigated. You can navigate a system that has very few roadmaps unless you spend a lot of time driving that road. But you can do that. It all starts with a phone call or an email. You can call me at my phone number, 800-999-8007. If you're dealing with this now, get in to see me. If you already have somebody in a nursing home and you're paying retail, wouldn't you rather pay wholesale? If you've been told you can't do it, that's probably not true. That's Job's advisor speaking. If somebody's told you it's going to cost you $25,000 to do it, that may be one of Job's advisors speaking. If someone's told you it's impossible, that's probably one of Job's advisors speaking. All of it can be done, but it starts with a phone call, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops either on the 3rd of November, pardon me, or the 17th of November, and get into those workshops. They're free. Or get into my office. The appointment is free. And make sure that you've done everything necessary to make sure that when you need care, you get it for wholesale, not retail. It just makes sense to me. But you have to take the first step. After the money's gone, it's too late. I was talking to somebody 2 days ago who was told they had to sell the house and spent all that money, and they did, and I told them they didn't have to, and they'd lost $250,000, and we can't get it back because they've already spent it. But one of Job's advisors told them that they had to sell the house and spend the money before they could get any help. Make sure that you've done everything possible to make sure that that legacy you wanted to leave to your children, as much as possible, maybe not all, but a big chunk, is left to the people that you love as a legacy, not depleted and spent paying retail. I know you haven't heard it talked about that way, but that's really how it works. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop on the 3rd or the 17th of November. Limited to 12 people per session, 10:30 or 12:30 on a Saturday. You can sign up online or by giving me a call at 800-999-8007. Don't go away. When we come back, I've got more to talk about. I want to talk about elder abuse a little bit and some other issues. We'll see you back here in just a few minutes after a break, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. We'll be back in a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Glad to have you with us. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. If you didn't get all of it, you can look it up on my website, assetsandaging.com. It's probably already posted there. If not, it will be in a day or two. And you can listen to my first half hour on how to get care at wholesale rather than retail. I want to talk for a little minute, a bit, because I've been confronted with it throughout my life, or doing this, not my whole life, but doing this. Other elder law attorneys that I talk to and respect, not other, because I'm not an elder law attorney, but elder law attorneys that I talk to and respect see this all the time. Really good broker dealers, and I know really good ones, see this all the time. Lots of professionals see this all the time. And I want to talk a little bit about elder financial abuse. Again, you can always get a hold of me by calling me at 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can send me an email. You can scroll down, listen to my archived radio shows, podcasts. Sign up for an upcoming workshop. I've got one on the 3rd of November and one on the 17th of November. Then I only have one more after that. So there's only 3 more left in this year. 3 more chances is all that there is for you to get in and make sure that you're prepared for what's happening in your life and the life of your family. I want to talk about documents a little bit. And remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, my opinion only, but my opinion based on experience. Opinion based on experience is and knowledge is worthwhile to listen to. And I can only tell you this, that elder financial abuse is usually family members. It's not gypsies coming to the front door selling roofing. Yes, that happens too. Yes, there are phony charities. Yes, 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 yes. But in my world, which is long-term care, nursing homes, Medi-Cal, assisted living, boarding cares, long-term care. When I talk about elder abuse, it's usually family members taking advantage of a frail elder or other siblings. I want to talk about documents a little bit, and then I want to talk a little bit about stories and what you should look for in your own family. Documents are really important to help stop elder abuse. They don't always stop it, but they're really important to help stop elder abuse. Because documents lay out who's authorized to deal with my stuff and who's more importantly not authorized. So let's say you have 2 children. You could have 8, I don't know. I'm just using an example. And the 2 children are really, they're nice children. One of them is a really good guy. It could be a girl. I'm equal, doesn't matter. It's an example. And the other one is a drug user. Now, you love them both, and maybe you're going to leave them both money after you're gone. We're not talking about that. One of the most important things you learn when you're around this for a while, and I have some friends who have been and still are members of AA, close friends, and one of the things that they will tell you, and I've learned with experience, is whenever somebody has a drug or alcohol problem, they always have friends. They always have friends. And those friends are just trying to be helpful to them. So you have two children. You want to make them both heirs? Okay. That may not be the best idea in the world, but for, you know, leaving someone with an addiction problem a lot of money with who has friends may not be a good idea. But listen to my example here, because I want to talk about elder abuse, financial abuse. So let's say the two kids' names are Bob and John. I don't know why. Maybe that's because my name and my brother's name. By the way, my brother is not there's just two names popped up. Okay, so that's right. I mean, so anyhow, I'm the good guy in the family, and John's not the good guy in the family. So maybe my parents want to be careful and make sure who they pick to manage their affairs. It's a really important thing. Who are you going to pick to manage? People say, well, I'm going to pick the eldest child. Well, the eldest child may not be the one you want to pick. I can't tell you how many families I've seen that it's none of the children that you that are the person you want to pick to manage your affairs if you have bonkers tomorrow. Just because someone's a family member doesn't mean that once they're given control over hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're always going to do the honorable thing. So documents are important. Picking and excluding people who can use those documents is really important. Really important. And things change over time. Because in the beginning, Bob and John were both really, really good guys. They started out really good, and Mom and Dad named them both and said, okay, if something happens to us, you can take care of our affairs. Here's our power of attorney. You're the successor trustees of the trust. And then along the way, John went bad. John got into some bad habits, developed some problems, and now he's got a problem. But Mom and Dad never changed the document. Documents need to reflect, this is my opinion only, who you trust, not who you love. That's an important distinction. Documents should reflect not who your heirs, that's who you love. But when you're picking the person to have your power of attorney, when you're picking the person to be the successor trustee of your trust, if something happens to you, you need to pick the person that you trust. Who's the person who's going to be able to do what has to be done to take care of you and make sure that the money is protected for your use and not succumb to the pressure of the other four children in the family who are going, well, you know, Mom doesn't need it, so why don't we take some of it now? We could use it now. Kind of a thing. I can't tell you how often I have seen that and talked to attorneys who have seen that, where the one child who has Mom's or Dad's power of attorney or the trustee of their trust, the other three children are knocking at that door every day saying, hey, what, you know, Mom isn't going to really need all this money. She's never coming home again. She's going to be in a nurse. So why don't we divvy it up now? It's, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That's how elder abuse begins, usually with family members. And it's not just limited to children. It can be grandchildren. One of the things I asked somebody the other day that was worried about some of these issues is I said to them, who do parents love more than their children? And they didn't even hesitate. They said grandchildren. And absolutely. I have a grandchild that's 2.5 years old. If she asked for the pink slip to my car tomorrow, I'd give it to her. Why? Because I love her more than life. And grandchildren know that, especially grandchildren who are looking for an edge. Because they know that mom and dad won't succumb, so they go directly to grandma or grandpa, and how can grandma or grandpa refuse them? And it starts out with just a couple hundred dollars. And then it's a couple hundred dollars twice a week. And then it's $500 a week. And then it's a couple thousand a month. And nobody knows this is going on because the grandparents are embarrassed about it. They don't want to tell their children they're giving money to the grandchild. The grandchild certainly isn't going to tell anybody. And pretty soon, we could be talking of hundreds of thousands of dollars missing because a child or a grandchild has taken advantage of mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. It's everywhere. It's insidious. And it happens in more families than you can imagine. Everybody trusts their kids. Everybody trusts their grandkids, and they shouldn't always. One of the things I ask people when they come in and talk to me, and I always ask it in this way, so I'll ask it for you in the same way. I'll say to a couple, how many children do you have? Oh, we have three. What are their names? Larry, Moe, and Curly. Okay. Do we love Larry, Moe, and Curly? Do we love them all? Are they all good kids? And if there's any hesitation, if the answer is, oh, no, we're so lucky we got the best kids on the face of the planet. But if there's any hesitation, I will immediately say, who is it, which one of your children is it we need to talk about? Which one of your children are you having second thoughts about? Well, it's our son, Curly. Curly's a pretty good, a nice guy. But he has a spouse that we don't like or trust, and she, or it could be a he, it doesn't, I'm not picking on one or the other. We don't get along at all. Just like I said earlier, don't forget, somebody with an alcohol or a drug problem has friends. Your children who are married have spouses, and those spouses have parents. And pretty soon, everybody is whispering in your son's ear. And all of a sudden, your son, who you never thought would do any such thing, has done it. And I speak not only from having done this for 25 years, but personal experience within my own family. Not with my children, but with other family members in a family matter years ago. And we found out, we didn't know it, we found out one of the people we thought we trusted had taken a lot of money from a person they shouldn't have. And we found out about that after the person had died. It's silent. It usually is unspoken. Even if grandma knows that her grandson shouldn't be taking the money, grandma loves little Johnny, and she's not going to say anything. So when you're trying to decide who it is, you want to manage your affairs not only after you're dead, but if you're disabled, you're incompetent, you have dementia, you have a stroke. When you start picking those people, make sure down in the pit of your heart and of your stomach that you're picking somebody you know can withstand temptation and withstand pressure from other family members who, you know, I recently know of someone who died and had two children, and it wasn't 5 minutes after the parent died that the child, one of the children, wasn't calling the attorney saying, what did my mom leave me in the trust? What do I get? Literally within days was on the phone to the attorney. Can I get a copy of the trust? I'd like to know what mom left me in the trust. Literally within days. And I'd like to say that's an isolated event, but it's not. So have things changed in your family? Have people changed? Have situations changed? Do you are you going through a lot of money? And let me tell you another phenomenon we see all the time. Dad died, mama needs care, and mama's going through a lot of money needing care. And some of the children, not all of the children, maybe one of the children, will make the following statement. Well, you know, mom, mom isn't going to last too long, and she really doesn't need this good of care, and, you know, it's all going to be gone, and we're going to get nothing out of it. If you don't think I've heard that conversation 100 times, folks, you're wrong. And elder law attorneys I know have been doing this for 30 years have heard it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. After a while, you can smell it when people are in your office. So one of the first ways to avoid elder financial abuse in your family is to make sure that the people who have been selected to manage your affairs are people that you trust. If they're not, then don't name them. Don't confuse heirs, who are people you love, with the people who are going to manage your life, which have to be people that you trust. And then make sure you've built into the documents no contest clause, and clauses maybe eliminating somebody that you've left in as an heir, but you've omitted them purposefully from ever being your agent under a power of attorney, ever being your conservator, or ever being the trustee, successor trustee of your trust. They might still be an heir, but you don't want them handling the money or making decisions for you. Another document that gets important when it comes to this is advanced health care directives. Well, Bob, how could that? Well, because that person that's making medical decisions for me may make medical decisions based on cost and how much is going to be left for the family, not what's your best choice for health care. Well, if we leave mom at home, it's going to cost a lot more money. So I've got mom's advanced health care directive, and mom's incompetent, and we don't want to pay for a caregiver. So we'll put mom in a nursing home, we'll get her on Medi-Cal, and that'll save a lot of money, and there'll be more for us after mom dies. I'd like to tell you I've never heard that conversation. I can't tell you that. And elder law attorneys have heard that conversation. Bob, I can't believe you're talking about this, that this stuff really happens. It happens all the time, folks. That's why I'm talking about it, I think, for the first time in 20 years on the radio. Elder abuse happens more often than you can imagine. And it's almost always by a family member. And sometimes it's just because mom and dad can't bring themselves to exclude Johnny from having their power of attorney. Well, it would hurt Johnny's feelings. You know, we know Johnny has a little alcohol problem, but he's working really hard at defeating that. So, you know, he's trying to get better. When little Johnny is confronted with having a checkbook and $300,000 to deal with, it might change his behavior. So maybe we would need to think about that. So a lot of elder abuse could be avoided, not all of it, but a bunch of it, if we were wiser with who we picked to have authority over our lives, if we didn't have authority over our lives. Does that make sense? I'm going to start talking about this more and more and more, because I see it more and more and more. Elder law attorneys I know see it more and more and more. You know, the generation with all the money in the United States are people over 65. And so there's tremendous pressure on younger people, children and grandchildren, who can't afford to buy a house or can't afford to buy a car or can't afford rent. You know, there's grandma who loves them, and grandma looks like a bank. And grandma loves her grandchildren. Like I said, Who do parents love more than their children? Their grandchildren. You would do anything for, you'll wear a funny hat on your head and dance. And you haven't worn a funny hat on your head and danced ever in your life. But if your granddaughter said, Grandpa, come and dance with me, you'll put on the funny hat and go dance. It's a real issue. It's important that if you haven't reviewed your documents for a long time, that you get them reviewed. And make sure that the people you've named are still the people you want to be there. Maybe you've had maybe the person you really trusted you named first. The other child you kind of trusted, but not as much as the first one, but the first child has died, and we never got around to changing the trust. We just never got around to it. And those kinds of things. Children, be alert in your family. If all of a sudden grandma is spending a lot of time with one grandchild and it's all of a sudden unusual, pay attention. How do I want to say this in the right way? If you're taking care of a mom or a dad or whoever, do you look at their bank statements from time to time to find out if dad has a little dementia problem or mom has or dad gets confused easily or mom gets do you look at their bank statements and credit card statements? I've seen credit cards with tens of thousands of dollars billed within a matter of months that nobody else in the by a family member that nobody else knew what was going on. It wasn't until they checked the credit card statements that they found it. So be alert to changes in your family, to a brother who's all of a sudden hasn't seen mom in 20 years and lives in Iowa and all of a sudden decides he's going to move in next to mom or move in with mom to take care of her. Nobody's seen him for 20 years, doesn't come to visit, shows up for Christmas once in a while, but all of a sudden he's really, really interested in mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or whoever it is. Pay attention. Because most elder abuse happens in families, it's families that have to be alert to it to stop it. It's important that you're informed. It's important that you understand. Parents, please share your trust with your children that you trust. Children, please make sure you know what your mom and dad are doing. Families need to, that's why I hold family conferences all the time. That's why I encourage families to come to my workshops. It's really, really, really important. Elder abuse is a real thing. Most of the time it's by family members. Most of the time it's done quietly. Nobody talks about it. A lot of the time it's being done while other members of the family know what's going on, but they don't want to speak up. Why? Well, it'll bring disharmony to the family. Your mother is being bankrupted by her son, and you're worried about disruption in the family or that somebody might get mad if you ask. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Get to one of my workshops. I've got one coming up on the 3rd of November and one on the 17th of November. You can sign up for either one. 3rd of November, 17th of November at 10:30 and 12:30. Those are both Saturdays. You can sign up for either one. And you can make a difference in the life of your family by paying attention. We spent the first half hour talking about how to get care at wholesale rather than retail. That's important. And we've spent this half hour talking about how to protect your family, your loved ones, from elder abuse, financial elder abuse within a family. Get the help you need. That's why this show exists, is to bring these issues out. If this is happening in your family, there are ways to stop it. I can point you in directions that people who may be able to help. But if you think this is happening in your family, you need to get involved. Your mom has no advocate, your dad has no advocate but you. And if you know one member of the family is financially abusing a frail, vulnerable elder, you have to get involved. 800-999-8007. My website is assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Remember, everything we just talked about was my opinion only. It's not some form of legal advice or direction I'm telling you to take. But it's important that you understand it and be on the lookout for it. Sign up for my workshops on the 3rd or the 17th of November. They're free. You can sign up online or you can call me, either one. There are no walk-ins. You have to have a reservation. They're limited to 12 people per session. No more. 12 people per session. They're at my office in my conference room. They're intense. They're workshops. They're intended to educate and to make you motivated to make your family safer and better and more financially secure when it comes to the issues of aging. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assetsandaging.com. You can also get my book by calling me or writing me an email, and I'll tell you how to get my book, Navigating Frailty. Thanks so much for letting me into your home or your car. If this is helpful to you, drop me a note. If I can help in any way, give me a call. Contact me, but make a difference in your family today. 800-999-8007. Get to one of my upcoming workshops. Thanks so much for listening to this show for 20 years and being a part of this family. We'll talk to you next week right here on Assets and Aging.